The delicate jewelry displayed here once adorned a royal servant in the land of Sumer. During a brief period around 2500 BC, the rulers of the city of Ur were buried with many of their attendants, as many as 74 in one burial. The royal tombs consisted of a vaulted burial chamber for the king or queen, an adjoining pit in which the attendants were buried, and a ramp leading into the grave from the ground surface. The attendants were buried wearing necklaces of gold and lapis lazuli, gold hair ribbons, silver hair rings and combs, and headdresses of gold leaves separated by lapis lazuli and carnelian beads. Kings and nobles had become increasingly powerful and independent of temple authority during the course of the early dynastic period, from around 2900 to 2350 BC. Although the success of a king's reign was still considered to depend on support from the gods, since gold, silver, lapis lazuli, and carnelian are not found in Mesopotamia, the presence of these rich ornaments in the royal tomb attests both to the wealth of the early dynastic kings and to the existence of a complex system of trade that extended far beyond the Mesopotamian river valley.